Jaguars Digital. Jaguars. Jaguars Digital. Jaguars Drive Time. Ryan Sexton, John Osier, Ashlyn Sullivan. Jaguars Drive Time starts right now.
It feels like fall in Jacksonville. Temperatures in the 50s, gray and overcast. Perfect feel for a big football game at Everbank Field on Sunday. Hello, good morning, and welcome to Jags Drive Time. Here on a Friday morning as the Jags get set for a big contest, a big game against the San Diego Chargers. Pleased to welcome in the senior writer, and I really am pleased to see you this morning.
Look at you, John ready Osier. To go. You got a run in this morning? You're all fired up.
Yeah, a little bit of that, a little Orange Theory in. How about you? Did you work this morning or did you sleep?
I'm ready to roll.
Are you now?
I prefer not to say what I did this morning.
Did you have a hamburger this
just
morning?
Just leave it at that.
One of the best hamburgers in Jacksonville? No doubt. Well, we've got one of the best shows in Jacksonville for you. Because Ashlyn Sullivan is part of it. Nice to see you this morning, Ashlyn. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Get us started with big things.
Big thing number one, Jalen Ramsey, the best player on a defense that is possibly the best in the NFL. He walks the walk and he talks the talk. On Wednesday's media availability, it was entertaining to say the least. Here's his bite of what he said on Wednesday.
That's the quickest way off Ramsey Island, though. I mean, he had one catch for 6 yards. I mean, if I was a receiver and I had to line up across from myself, I would try to figure out the easiest route to get off to. So he figured it out.
I was standing right next to you, and I heard you snickering and enjoying every minute of it.
I don't even know what clip that was.
That was
I know it was good because they were all good.
Yeah, they were.
So,
that was
yeah.
23 years in that locker room. And I don't remember an interview. I remember some moments.
Sure.
But I don't remember an interview like that that was as much fun to listen to as Ramsey. And all I could think of is there aren't many guys in this league who can sit here and say the things he's saying, but he backs it up with his play on the field.
Well, he was ready. He knew it was a show. He came in. He sat down. He made, he made sort of a scene of sitting down and said, all right, I'm ready. And he wanted to answer the questions. And, you know, fans from other teams aren't going to like Jalen. Fans from the Jaguars are going to love him. Keep this in perspective. He's having fun. Everything he's talking about is between the lines. It's entertainment. So as long as he backs it up, it's fun.
Well, clearly he's right at the top of the game mm-hmm. in the National Football League. Quarterbacks who throw against him, their passer rating is 42, which you might know is a little bit below average. The completion rate against him is below 50%. So when you play to the level that he does, it's not hard for you to say it's easy to play like this.
Well, but be careful. Ashlyn at the top of the show said best player in the defense. There's some other guys in that defense who kind of laugh a little bit when you say that to him. There's a lot of pride on that unit, but I think he is the best player in the defense. He's certainly as talented as any elite player I've ever covered and has a chance to be on the wall, has a chance to be the best player in franchise history.
You know, the thing about him that's so, you might not say he's the best player on the defense, but he might be the most meaningful because
sure.
the way this team plays and the pressure they get. I mean, Doug Marrone, who'll join us in a couple of minutes, has said on more than one occasion after a game, well, half of those sacks, you know, were coverage
right.
sacks. They go back and they look at those things. The way they play is in large part to the way he plays.
Mm-hmm.
You saw Richard Sherman went down with an Achilles last night, right, for the Seahawks. And this morning, people in Seattle are talking about the demise of the defense from one player.
Right.
Well, yeah, because if you don't have the type of coverage that Richard Sherman provides in the secondary, you don't have the kind of pressure that the Seahawks are accustomed to up front.
I was thinking as much as anything, Jalen sets the tone in terms of a couple years ago for this defense and this team, there was no reason to have a swagger, but there wasn't a swagger. So I think there is a little bit of he's not the only one, but they certainly feed off of that. There's a confidence, and there's a fun element to this team, and there is a swagger. I think he's a big part of it.
Well, you know, I saw Malik Jackson was on NFL Network sometime yesterday, and he was asked about the comments. Of course, his locker's right next to Jalen. He said, yeah, I heard it. Yeah, I don't want him to shut up.
Right.
That's the way he is. Well, that's one of the highest-paid players on mm-hmm. this defense, one of the most –
Until Jalen renegotiates.
Well, yeah, that's a big part of it. There's no doubt that's a big part of it. So there's big thing number one out of the way. Time for Coffee with the Head Coach. Doug Marrone joins us after this quick pause. You're listening and watching Jags Drive Time on TuneIn Radio here on a nice fall morning in Jacksonville. Jags Wired is a brand new show that brings you closer to the field than anywhere else.
Let's go!
We mic up the players.
We're giving it out wholesale today, baby.
Giving you exclusive access to what's happening on the sideline.
Let's set this tempo.
And on the field.
Hey, you can't block me.
We break down every aspect of Sunday's game, taking you inside the film room and the locker room.
And we beat a good football team.
Jags Wired airs Tuesday nights on Fox 30 at 11:35 and on demand on Jaguars.com. Jags Wired, don't miss out.
What do you call a pack of Jaguars? A jamboree. The Jacksonville Jaguars want to offer a big thank you to the five local companies who've made the Jaguars Jamboree a party that never stops. Everbank, Baptist Health, Dreamfinders Homes, Publix, and U.S. Assure. Each of these partners provides unmatched support and dedication to the team year in and year out and help make game day special. Jaguars fans, join the Jamboree and support these companies and all the partners who support the team.
Rolling right along here on a Friday morning, Brian Sexton, John Osher, joined by the head coach, Doug Marrone now.
He's liking the music, by the way, Brian.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, he's liking the music coming in. A little dancing for the coach.
No, we aim to please. It's what we do. Bring it all. Hey, yeah, you're a New Yorker. This is typical weather at this time of year. You enjoy it when it gets cold?
I don't consider this cold, but
Florida,
cooler.
It's cold. Yeah. I mean, you see people in park.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with it.
Kind of like it. It feels like football. I'm
focused on the game. I'm not focused on anything else. So, you know, I don't think about the weather or anything like that. I mean, obviously Sunday, I look at that. We track the weather starting from Monday, but basically it's not for really temperature as much as it is here in Jacksonville for wind and precipitation, you know, rain and things like that.
You got a guy over on your staff who's your weather guy?
Yeah, we got a bunch of experts on weather, you know, between the equipment room, between people outside, between my assistant.
Who do you trust? Who's the person that you know?
I just collect all the information. I just put it right down the middle.
Right. Our goal is to find something aside from the Yankees that interests you during football season, you know.
Yeah, it is really not nothing.
Lunch?
Good luck with that, right?
Oh, food, yeah.
Right. Do you ever put in a request on a Friday? Here's what I want.
No. Not while I'm here. No, right. No. I'll put a request in on my way home, you know, but it's always the same request. As long as there's
bologna.
Yeah, as long as there's bologna at the house, I'm good.
All right. So, busy week. You know, a lot of things going on around here. How's this week been for you guys on the practice field?
Oh, when you say busy week, it's pretty much the same, you know, as far as, you know, the work that we want to get accomplished during the week. So it's, we've been working hard. We understand that we have a great challenge ahead of us in all three phases, really, that we have to play extremely well in all three phases against a team that we haven't played well against in a long time. And I know it's different. It's a different year. And it's a different team. And, you know, but still, you can't hide from the numbers, you know, of what's gone on. So, we're going to be challenged in a lot of different ways, and we're working on, you know, being able to show up on Sunday and win those challenges and win a game.
I got to be completely honest with you. I didn't want to ask you that question because you've been asked all week about Phillip Rivers and the numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't seem to go away.
No, that's fine. They are what they are. I mean, it's just like the same thing with us, you know. I mean, you know, we haven't won a lot of football games around here, and you know, and we just got to prove it every week, and that's pretty much what I talk to the players about. Listen, if we don't do our job right now today, if we don't go out there and practice well, we don't really focus in on what we have to do here, you know, what do you think is going to happen on Sunday? You know, the same things are going to happen, and you know, we've got to stay here and don't let anyone, when I say here, you know, stay in the moment, because if, you know, we can't let the people that love us the most or the people on the outside, you know, drive our focus away from, you know, what we need to do on a daily basis.
These guys do a pretty good job of that so far, these players.
Yeah. I'm harping on it enough. I think
better,
I think
right?
They understand it. Yeah.
Jalen's been such a topic this week. I've gotten the feeling, listening to you talk about Jalen, that you really like his attitude and his approach to the game.
Yeah, I think he's one of the most competitive people I've ever been around. I mean, that's saying a lot. I mean, I've been around, you know, a lot of locker rooms. I've been around a lot of great players. I've been around a lot of Hall of Fame players. But I put him up there from a competitiveness, you know, of never wanting to lose. I mean, he's as high as I've been around.
We were talking about Richard Sherman's injury. Looks like he tore his Achilles and will be done, and how that changes the Seattle defense. How different is your defense if you don't have a guy like Jalen Ramsey in the secondary?
I don't even want to talk or discuss that. I mean, why would I want to? Why would I want to talk about, you know, losing a great? Are you trying Are you trying to jinx?
Well, I didn't
right
say
now?
If you lose him. I said if you don't have a guy like that, you know. Let me ask the question a different way.
How did he ask that question?
I'm striking it out.
Right.
I'll ask it a different way.
I'm going to get out from in between.
No, it's fine.
How
it's just
much
like,
does
you know,
Jalen
we're going to talk about negative. What happens if we lose this guy or lose that?
I didn't say lose. I wouldn't put it that way because I'm not a negative guy. But. How much does Jalen's style of play and his ability drive what you do up front?
I still say you need the overall approach to it, you know, because I've been on teams where we've had, you know, one corner that can, you know, go with their number one or however you want to do it. A lot of places I've been that your number one corner will go with their number two receiver, take him out of the game, and then, you know, they'll double team number one, you know, to force it to go to three. But I've also been in places where, hey, you got a top corner and your other corner. I mean, when I was with the Saints and we were throwing the football quite a bit and doing a nice job, I mean, we've gone into games saying, hey, you know what? Wherever this corner is, we're not throwing to his side, but we're going to go after this other corner and we're just going to wear him out. And we had, you know, great success with that. I think that's very difficult to do here. So I think it's a combination of what you have at both corners and as well as those safeties. And I think that's what – you know, obviously they're all very good football players, and they all play well together. And I think it's really the whole. And I'll tell you this: no matter how great of a cover corner you are or coverage player you are, if the quarterback and the receiver have enough time and they can what we call extend plays, you can't cover those guys. And if you can, those guys shouldn't be in the league. So. You know, the rush, I've said this from the beginning, it has a lot to do with it, and we're fortunate to have very good players back there.
Switching to the other side of the ball, Leonard Fournette comes back this week. But I was talking to Nate Hackett this week and asked him about Leonard Fournette, and he kind of laughed and he goes, you know, yes, he's important, but the running back room as a whole is what really strikes him, the depth there, the talent there. How have they performed, and what did they prove the last couple of weeks without Leonard in there?
Yeah, I mean they've done a good job. I mean, we've said it from the beginning. It was you know, we knew what Chris was. Chris is a very good runner, and I played against Chris when he was in New York. And you know, I said to myself, and I know I've said it here before, is that, you know, I used to sit there when I was coaching another team, and I'd say, well, gosh, I hope they don't give him the ball 20-something times, mm-hmm. you know, because I think, you know, he's a very strong runner, a violent runner, and then. I've also said that, you know, TJ Yeldon, you know, people say, well, what's going on with TJ's? And I'm like, I just can't get him up, you know, as far as the numbers. I said, I love TJ. I want him up, you know, but it's difficult for us to get him up when you're talking about, you know, dressing the 46 for the game. And then, you know, Corey Grant, every time he's had an opportunity to go in there, he's done an outstanding job. So, you know, we're very happy with what we have back there. And then now all of a sudden you add an outstanding football player like Leonard Fournette. So, you know, now, you know, every time one of those four touches the football, you know, you feel pretty good about, you know, gaining positive yards. So it's a good room. It's a deep room.
Speaking of Nate, I assume he's calling you coach again, right? He's not going with the Doug thing.
Yeah, unless yeah.
That's done.
That's done.
finish up with Salute Service. It's a big big Sunday around here. Obviously, Jacksonville's got a huge naval presence. San Diego, for that matter, comes in as a great Navy town. Any thoughts on Sunday's game in terms of Salute to Service?
Well, so the Los Angeles Chargers.
I'm always going to do that.
I told you, he's off his game today. I mean, can we say he's off his game a little bit today?
John, take it.
I'm
not the only guy who says San Diego.
You know what it is?
It's
the bye.
Jalen
coming off a bye.
Playing, and what about the Los Angeles Chargers?
We played last week.
Huh? I thought maybe the bye made a screw.
Not once this week you said you thought
San
Diego?
No, I keep saying Chargers.
Okay.
I just stick with Chargers, so I don't make that mistake.
Well, Malik said it to me yesterday, you know, so I hope he's not off his game.
I know, because if I say it, then everyone's like, the coach doesn't even know who they're playing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just stick with the Chargers. But, no, it's a big day. It's, you know, like I've said before, it's, you know, military day. It's personal for me, you know, obviously with my family and my uncle after he came back from Vietnam, you know, he did a tour in Vietnam and it was tough. So, you know, it hits closer to home for me. And, you know, obviously the things that I've done in my past with the teams I've been with, you know, when I was at the head coach of Syracuse University, we brought him up to Fort Drum. And actually, it's interesting. At the time, General Milley was the person in charge of Fort Drum, who's now the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the highest, you know, general there. And he was, you know, he spoke to the team and just our players being around. They're around the same age. That's what gets you. And then they're telling stories of accountability and what they've gone through. And all of a sudden, I know that our players at Syracuse were like, "Gosh, we thought our life is tough, or what we do is tough. And here are these, you know, young men putting their lives on the line, you know, for the freedom that we're able to, you know, have every day and giving us the ability of what we do." So that's a thing that's really helped me. And then when my uncle came back, he wasn't in the best of shape, coming back from the war and went through a lot of different things. And when you're a young kid, I really didn't understand it. And it was I was at one point embarrassed of the behavior, you know, because I couldn't figure it out, you know, of what it was. And then I started working when I was at Syracuse for an organization called Clear Path to Veterans. And I started working, and then, you know, the post-traumatic stress, mm-hmm. and, you know, when people come back. And I think now we have a much better awareness of helping, you know, our military people that come back from, you know, these encounters or wars or, you know, whatever we want to call them, and we're able to help and support them. And when I started to do that, it reconnected me of making me feel proud again, you know, because my uncle came back. It was very difficult with, you know, drugs and a lot of different things. So it hits me hard. And, you know, I've always tried to, anytime I have an opportunity, to make sure that I am thankful. I mean, you know, I try to teach, you know, the players that I had in college. You go to an airport, you see someone, you know, hey, walk up and thank them. I mean, really, you know, when you think about it. So I try to do as much as I can, and I just, you know, I just love the people in the military for what they do and giving me the ability. I'm the first person in my family that hasn't been in the military. But again, a lot of people, I'm talking about my family, mm-hmm. but obviously my dad was in Korea and my uncle was in Vietnam and World War II and goes on and on. So, you know, I'm very, very, very proud of you know, being able and humbled, you know, by, you know, what they do for us.
Well, for what it's worth, seeing your players out, and they were out in a variety of places with a variety of troops this week, it seemed like they were moved by it as well. So looking forward to salute to service on Sunday. Best of luck against Los Angeles on Sunday, Coach Marone. They're right, pulling out of it.
All right. And everyone's good. We don't have to say if this person was out, what are we going to
do? Yeah.
Or if we didn't have this person.
Perspective.
I know.
I fell down. I'm back up.
No, you're good. No, we're good.
Lots
we're good.
To talk about.
Yeah.
And
how you come back from it.
Exactly. Get back up. We're back with this on Jags Drive Time.
Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group, is the only local show taking you inside the huddle with your favorite team.
Give me everything you got. Let's go.
Each week, Jags big man in the middle, Calais Campbell, and a teammate join Jeff Lagerman and me, Brett Martineau, at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale for insight and access you can't get anywhere else. Come out and be a part of the show live, or tune in Mondays at 7 p.m. on CBS 47, your official Jaguar stations. Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. Don't miss out.
Jags fans, it's time to win today. Get Jaguar season tickets so you don't miss a minute of the action at the bank this fall.
Touchdown! A pick six for Jalen Ramsey!
When you lock in on any season ticket package, you win today. Receive exclusive member benefits, including Jaguars playoffs and Daily's Place concert purchasing priority. Be a part of the number one game experience in the NFL. Visit Jaguars.com/win today and pick your seats. Call 904-633-2000 today. Welcome back to Jags Drive Time on this Friday morning. Big thing number two, and it's a big one. Leonard Fournette. The Jags have managed to stay on top the past three games without him. He's now had 4 weeks to rest that injured ankle. Guys, it seems like he learned a lesson from being sat last week. He said this week that he learned his lesson, has the responsibilities, and is ready to take them.
I don't know that it's an advantage, but they won without him, which gave him an extra week to get ready to play.
Well,
and when you talk about a running back with an ankle, it means it's probably something you're going to do all season long. So for him, for them to win, A, it saves him having to deal with that question all week long, but it gave him an extra week to get ready to play this Sunday. I'm excited to see him play. It's been a month.
It sets him up where you would think that with the bye, with the month, that he feels like he's coming out of training camp. And maybe even better, because even in preseason, you know, he wasn't 100% through preseason. So this might be the healthiest for an extended, the freshest you see him. I think the biggest thing that happened the last couple of weeks is the Jaguars proved not only to outsiders but to themselves that they're not a one-man offense. So, you know, the first 6 weeks, remember sort of the storyline around the team was, well, it's the defense and Leonard Fournette. And I'm sure that'll still be a storyline for people, but these guys going out on the field, if they lose him, which happens with running backs, there's no reason that they should think that they can't function without him, and that's a huge change from 6 weeks ago.
Well, and he was playing at a very high level, a special level, and all we've talked about is his absence, and people may have missed the fact that he ran for the 90-yard touchdown on his final carry in Pittsburgh, and then his first carry against the Rams ran for 75, and is the only player in the history of the NFL to have back-to-back 75-yard touchdown.
Unless you're anybody's average 82.5 a carry over a standard period of time.
It's just, it's unbelievable the way that he was playing.
And that's what he'll give them. I don't know that he gives them that much in the play-to-play that Chris Ivory didn't give him the last couple of games. Chris was playing at a very high level. What Leonard Fournette gives you is there's a couple of runs last week where Ivory had some space and didn't quite break it.
And you could see Fournette where
Fournette would. Gives that element of big play opportunity every time.
Here's what I'm interested with Fournette. I'm interested to see if Blake Bortles, who has been very focused the last couple of weeks and played at a high level himself, can continue that even with Fournette. I would think, boy, if you've got that Blake Bortles with Leonard Fournette, better.
There's no reason it shouldn't do anything but help.
What else you got for us, Ashlyn?
Big thing number three, Philip Rivers. The Jags have lost the Chargers six times, the past six times with Rivers under center. But guys, this season and this team, it's different. No one can deny it. But you can't help but be a little nervous when Rivers walks into the stadium.
Well, and the last two games, one was close, the one here in 2015, and then last year in week two, it wasn't close from the get-go. Rivers has thrown four touchdown passes in each of those games. So, you know, we're still stinging from those games, and it's kind of tough to be able to just shed it. The thing is, I look at the way this defense is playing right now, and I'm on the field during the game, and so I hear them, I see them on the sidelines, listen to what they're talking about. The expectation that they have is that Philip Rivers isn't any different than the guy they played last week, Andy Dalton. They're going to go do what they do.
Well, they're wrong about that because he is different.
Right. Now, but nobody said that.
Right.
Nobody said that. It's just their approach is he's the same.
And the key
I don't want you to do to me what Doug did.
Well, I'll bully you.
Oh, no, I know. You're trying.
The pressure, Rivers's genius is that he's able to see at the line of scrimmage and get quickly to the play and then quickly to the right receiver and make it happen. It's not necessarily he has a rocket arm. Athletically, he's not very mobile, et cetera, et cetera. We all know what he isn't. But what he is those things I just talked about. If you can take a second away, if you can make him hold the ball a little longer, he gets the ball out very quickly. I anticipate the Jaguars having very tight coverage. I would anticipate them jumping routes with the assumption that they can cover long enough to have the pass rush get home. I think he'll have some success because he's too good not to. What I'm curious about, can the Jaguars get the turnovers that they haven't had the last couple of games? He at times is confident enough where he'll try to stick the ball into tight windows. This secondary is good enough to take advantage of that.
Time for Snapshot. Back to Ashlyn.
Snapshot question number one. Mark from Archer, Florida. John, I am tired of everyone saying the Chargers are going to win because they have had great games against the Jags in the past. If Rivers is being pressured, hit, and sacked all game, he will not be a factor.
I thought that was supposed to be Ozone Snapshot. I didn't hear my name on the top of that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that just an oversight? Or where are we going with this? It's a bad day for you.
Whoa. Hold on.
Yeah, John, cool.
The question was Rivers.
You're the question right now.
We sort of already spoke to it. I think that this defense is more than good enough this year to negate the edge that he's given them the last 4 years.
People in San Diego have been talking about their offensive line not playing very well.
That's scary.
The left guard is out. The right tackle's just coming back this week, but he's only been sacked 11 times. That gives you a sense of how well he handles pressure.
And that's the key. The Jaguars will get pressure on him. The question is if they get to him quickly enough to get the sacks. I don't think he'll get sacked very much, but I think they'll force the ball out enough, and the secondary is going to take advantage of that factor.
All right. Back to the O zone snapshot.
Thank you.
Are you
Brian
happy
Patrick
now?
Wanted me to remind you that it's the Los Angeles Chargers. I know it's new, but he wanted me to remind you.
Did I say San Diego again?
Apparently you did. Rough day.
We're off the rails.
Dustin from Orlando. He's in his thoughts today. Today, I thought about Bortles' 5-pick performance in preseason
practice.
You just
finished this.
We couldn't have known at the time in retrospect. It would appear that this was less of a testament to how horrible Blake would be this season and more of a testament to how insanely good this defense is.
Well,
funny how different things are 8 games later.
Sorry, Ashlyn.
Was that a mistake?
Yeah, not for me, pal. I think there's something to that question. In the preseason, I don't think we had any idea how good this defense was going to be, how good the secondary was going to be, how fast these linebackers were. The 5-interception game, or the 5-interception practice, obviously Bortles wasn't playing at a high level during training camp, but boy, did we miss on how good the defense was going to be.
All right. I don't want to take you down with me.
You're a little gun-shy this morning.
No, I'm really not. I'm just – but so why don't we start with he will, he won't, he might.
Sure.
And we'll start with you.
All right.
Wow.
I'm going to go Phillip Rivers. He will be the key, as we've talked about all week. Sometimes you hammer a storyline all week, and then it happens. You go out on the field, and the game plays out differently. It's not a big factor. There's no question their ability to pressure, their ability to force him to make mistakes is key. He won't. I don't think he's going to light him up this year. I think the defense is good enough this year to force him to make the mistakes that he hasn't even been close to making in the past. He might have a tough day.
Ashlyn?
I'm going to pick Keelan Cole. I'm going with this trend lately of picking the Ozone Live guests just because they're fresh in my mind. But Keelan Cole, he will continue to fight for playing time, and I think he is making the most of it. That one-handed catch last week, that was pretty cool. That's the best I've seen all season. He won't ever be one of those guys, and I'm sure we can think of some examples, that has that arrogant, cocky attitude on and off the field. From where he came from and where he is now, he brings that humble attitude with him. And he might be one of the better prepared guys on the field. He says he likes to watch film in his off time in the off season for fun. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
Okay, so I'm going to go with me for this last one. I will forget all about calling them the Los Angeles Chargers, right? I won't call them the San Diego Chargers, though I might be in awe of Phillip Rivers because he's one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch on Sunday afternoons. And I think the Jaguars will get to him, and I think the Jaguars will make plays to win the ball game. But he's a guy who's so competitive. I mean, he plays quarterback like linebacker. And I think the matchup of Phillip Rivers against this defense is going to be so much fun to watch. I might really enjoy this ball game.
You like a lead late that he can't reduce.
Yeah.
Because he's dangerous if he gets the ball in the last 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, that'll do it for this show. The Jaguars and the San Diego Chargers. I said that on purpose. No, I didn't. And the Chargers on Sunday. Thanks for joining us in Jags Drive Time.